Colonel Graff handed her a folder full of papers. "Here are the requisitions. Your son has been cleared by the IF Selective Service. Of course, we already have your consent granted in writing at the time conception was confirmed, or he could not have been born. He has been ours from then, if he qualified." Father's voice was trembling as he spoke. "It's not very kind of you to let us think you didn't want him and then to take him after all." "And this charade about the Stilson boy," Mother said. "It wasn't a charade, Mrs. Wiggin. Until we knew what Ender's motivation was, we couldn't be sure he wasn't another. We had to know what the action meant, or at least what Ender believed that it meant."
"Must you call him that stupid nickname?" Mother began to cry.
"It's the name he calls himself."
"What are you going to do, Colonel Graff?" Father asked. "Walk out the door with him now?"
"That depends," said Graff.
"On what?"
"On whether Ender wants to come."
Mother's weeping turned to bitter laughter. "Oh, so it's voluntary after all. How sweet."
"For the two of you, the choice was made when Ender was conceived. But for Ender, the choice has not been made at all. Conscripts make good cannon fodder, but for officers, we need volunteers."
"Officers?" Ender asked.
At the sound of his voice, the others fell silent.
"Yes," said Graff. "Battle school is for training future starship captains and commodores of flotillas and admirals of the fleet."
"Let's not have any deception here," Father said angrily. "How many of the boys at the battle school actually end up in command of ships?"
"Unfortunately, Mr. Wiggin, that is classified information. But I can say that none of our boys who makes it through the first year has ever failed to receive a commission as an officer. And none has retired from a position of lower rank than chief executive officer of an interplanetary vessel. Even in the domestic defense forces within our own solar system, there's honor to be had."
"How many make it through the first year?" asked Ender.
"All who want to," said Graff.
Ender almost said, "I want to," but he held his tongue. This would keep him out of school.
But that was stupid. That was just a problem for a few days. It would keep him away from Peter. That was more important. That might be a matter of life itself. But to leave Mother and Father, and above all, to leave Valentine and become a soldier. Ender didn't like fighting. He didn't like Peter's kind, the strong against the weak. And he didn't like his own kind, either, the smart against the stupid.
"I think," Graff said, "that Ender and I should have a private conversation."
"No," Father said.
"I won't take him without letting you speak to him again," Graff said. "And you really can't stop me."
Father glared at Graff a moment longer, then got up and left the room.
Mother paused to squeeze Ender's hand. She closed the door behind her when she left.
"Ender," Graff said, "if you come with me, you won't be back here for a long time. There aren't any vacations from battle school. No visitors, either. The full course of training lasts until you're 16 years old. You get your first leave under certain circumstances when you're 12. Believe me, Ender, people change in 6 years, in 10 years. Your sister Valentine will be a woman when you see her again if you come with me. You'll be strangers. You'll still love her, Ender, but you won't know her. You see, I'm not pretending it's easy.
Mom and Daddy,
I know you, Ender. I've been watching the monitor disks for some time. You won't miss your mother and father, not much, not for long. And they won't miss you long, either."
Tears came to Ender's eyes in spite of himself. He turned his face away, but would not reach up to wipe them.
"They do love you, Ender. But you have to understand what your life has cost them. They were born religious, you know. Your father was baptized with the name John Paul Wieczorek, Catholic, the 7th of 9 children."
9 children? That was unthinkable. Criminal.
"Yes. Well, people do strange things for a religion. You know the sanctions, Ender. They were not as harsh then, but still not easy. Only the first 2 children had a free education. Taxes steadily rose with each new child. Your father turned 16 and invoked the Non-Complying Families Act to separate himself from his family. He changed his name, renounced his religion, and vowed never to have more than the allotted 2 children. He meant it. all the shame and persecution he went through as a child, he vowed no child of his would go through it. Do you understand? He didn't want me. Well, no one wants a third anymore. You can't expect them to be glad, but your father and mother are a special case. They both renounced their religions. Your mother was a Mormon, but in fact their feelings are still ambiguous. Do you know what ambiguous means? They feel both ways. They're ashamed of having come from non-compliant families. They conceal it. To the degree that your mother refuses to admit to anyone that she was born in Utah, lest they suspect, your father denies his Polish ancestry, since Poland is still a non-compliant nation and under international sanction because of it. So you see, having a third, even under the government's direct instructions, undoes everything they've been trying to do. I know that. But it's more complicated than that. Your father still named you with legitimate saints' names. In fact, he baptized all three of you himself as soon as he got you home after you were born, and your mother objected. They quarreled over it each time, not because she didn't want you baptized, but because she didn't want you baptized Catholic. They haven't really given up their religion. They look at you and see you as a badge of pride, because they were able to circumvent the law and have a third. But you're also a badge of cowardice, because they dare not go further and practice the non-compliance they still feel is right. And you're a badge of public shame, because at every step you interfere with their efforts at assimilation into normal complying society. How can you know all this? We monitored your brother and sister, Ender. You'd be amazed at how sensitive the instruments are. We were connected directly to your brain. We heard all that you heard, whether you were listening carefully or not, whether you understood or not. We understand.